This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, December 16th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning. I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Water Board advances VAs. California leans on fusion to lower energy costs. Raisin referendum and product of USA guidance issued. Water Board advances voluntary agreements. The State Water Board has renewed its emphasis on the voluntary agreements framework as the preferred compliance pathway in a new analysis for its pending Bay Delta Plan update. The newly released materials include an updated project description and additional environmental and economic analysis intended to support the implementation of voluntary agreements under the Healthy Rivers and Landscapes Program. Board staff said the new analysis is designed to clarify how voluntary agreements could deliver measurable ecological benefits while providing greater flexibility and certainty for water users. The framework also includes a regulatory backstop preserving the board's authority to enforce water quality standards if agreements fail to materialize or perform as expected. Reactions to the latest analysis again split among familiar lines. Water providers strongly endorse the approach, urging the board to fully embrace its balanced solution for protecting multiple beneficial uses of water while improving conditions throughout the watershed. Tribes, environmental justice groups, and sport fishing advocates sharply criticize the reliance on voluntary agreements, saying the uploaded draft could lead to worse environmental conditions and increase diversions. Fusion touted as solution to California energy costs. Senators Alex Padilla of California, John Cornyn of Texas, they've introduced legislation to establish a federal office of fusion within the U.S. Department of Energy aimed to centralize and accelerate federal fusion energy research, development, and commercialization. Padilla said fusion offers the promise of abundant, reliable, and low-cost electricity, slashing energy costs for millions of Americans. Proponents argue a centralized federal office is needed to accelerate progress, reduce duplication across agencies, and support private sector deployment as fusion technologies move closer to commercial viability. The federal push comes as California intensifies its own investment in fusion. Governor Gavin Newsom yesterday seized on a new study demonstrating the state's leadership in fusion research and commercialization. California's attracted billions of dollars in public and private investment and hosts a growing cluster of startups, national laboratories, and academic research institutions. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. USDA sets California raisin referendum. USDA will hold a referendum next month on proposed amendments to the federal marketing order for California raisins. The proposals would significantly restructure the administrative committee. It would reduce its size from 47 to 21 members, eliminate producer district representation, lower quorum requirements, and remove separate nominations for independent producers. Other changes would revise marketing policy factors, clarify standards for reconditioned raisins, and authorize voluntary contributions and intellectual property provisions. USDA releases updated voluntary product of USA guidance. The Agriculture Department's Food Safety and Inspection Service updated its labeling guidance ahead of the January implementation of new voluntary product of USA rules. Updated language in FSIS voluntary labeling guidelines reflect that raised means from birth to slaughter. Notes that product of North America claims are voluntarily allowed on products if the claim is truthful and complies with agency rules, and details rules surrounding voluntary multi-country of origin label claims like product of USA and Canada. Now take note, the updated guidance is the result of a rule USDA finalized last year that tightens how product of the USA or made in USA terminology could be voluntarily used for meat, poultry, and egg packaging, stipulating those claims must apply to products of animals that are born, raised, slaughtered, and processed in the United States. Milk bill praised, criticized following House passage. U.S. dairy groups praised passage of a bill to allow whole milk back in schools, saying it will bolster nutrition for America's students. The Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act cleared the House by a voice vote yesterday, headed for President Trump's desk for an expected signature. The measure will overturn a 2010 law requiring flavored milk to be fat-free, and that traditional milk must be 1% fat at the most. The reversal's backers say the ban relies on outdated science. Common sense has prevailed, Dairy Farmers of America President and CEO Dennis Rodebaugh said. This legislation is a win for children's health. Along with full fat and 2% milks, the measure would allow dairy-free milk alternatives such as soy, oat, and almond. Kids also could get non-dairy beverages if they are lactose intolerant. The Center for Science and the Public Interest opposed the bill. The Food and Health Watchdog says saturated fat raises the risk of heart disease and that more than 80% of kids already consume too much saturated fat. Further, it is a grim irony that the bill's passage follows federal actions weakening programs that provide nutritious food to children. CSPI Federal Child Nutrition Campaign Manager Megan Maroney said. FDA reminds industry to pull recalled products from shelves. The Food and Drug Administration is reminding industry retailers that a product needs to be taken off the shelves when it's recalled by its manufacturer. The agency stressed retailers' legal responsibilities in an announcement yesterday. FDA said that ByHeart Whole Nutrition Infant Formula was still being sold weeks after voluntary recall started. The formula has been linked to a multi-state infant botulism outbreak. As of December 10th, a total of 51 infants with suspected or confirmed infant botulism and confirmed exposure to ByHeart Whole Nutrition Infant Formula in various lots have been reported from 19 different states. Warning letters went out last week to multiple retailers. Since the voluntary recall began November 8th, FDA investigators and state and local partners checked retail stores across the U.S. over 4,000 times to ensure recall product was not being made available to consumers, the agency said. Through this effort, we found that recalled infant formula continued to be found on store shelves. Over the last 3 weeks, in one case, over 175 locations across 36 states. Antitrust laws apply to professional societies' accreditation standards, the Department of Justice says. Professional societies must comply with antitrust laws when establishing accreditation standards and assessing conformance with them, the Justice Department says in a filing in a case involving the American Veterinary Medical Association. The statement of interest has been filed in a case brought by Lincoln Memorial University Veterinary School. The Tennessee school says an AMVA change to its standards threatens the school's accreditation, but also prevents new veterinary colleges from opening and unreasonably raises the cost of veterinary education, the Justice Department said. EPA and Corps holding another virtual WOTUS meeting. EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers are holding virtual meetings today to get feedback on their proposed rule defining waters of the U.S. and the Clean Water Act. Attending will be Wes Brooks, EPA Deputy Assistant Administrator for Water, and Elliot Carman, Water Resources Regulation and Policy Advisor for the Department of the Army Civil Works. The session held from 12:30 to 2 and from 2:30 to 4 Eastern Time. Registration is required. Here's today's final word. It's a small measure of justice that these workers will finally have their claims heard in court, despite the company's efforts to silence them. That United Farm Workers President Teresa Romero applauding the Washington Supreme Court decision to take up a UFW case accusing a mushroom plant of union busting. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, December 16th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Dowling.